in your thinking.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord to everybody. Good morning. What a privilege and an opportunity to come into your homes, into your cars. I have you tuning in to us by the way of Facebook. We thank God for you. Amen. For another day, for another time as this, that God has brought us together again. Praise our God by the radio station. We thank you. We praise God for you. Listen, get ready for just a day, a moment, a time, a second of a word of encouragement to bring you, to lift you up. Amen. To let you know that God is still on your side. He's not against you. He's on your side. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Guess what? Because he is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Praise our God. Be of good courage this morning. Hold on, hold out, because guess what? Help is here right now. Praise our God. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace so we can go come along back and give you a word of encouragement. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time that you allow me to come into the ear gates and the eye gates of your people. We thank you now, Father God, that you would touch everyone on the other side of the dial, Father. Some are at work, Father. Some are at home. Some going taking care of daily business occupation throughout the day today. We thank you today, God, that you would touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this radio station once again. Hallelujah. That made it possible for us to come into the homes, God, and to their cause. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, we thank God for you this morning. We want to thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, Evangelist Benita Watkins, my wife. We want to thank God for our church mothers. Amen. God bless you, Mother Brown. Amen. Hallelujah. Our elders, God bless you. We want to thank God for our prophetess, all the evangelists, and all of you that make up the great congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise our God. Praise our God. Yes, truly, I'm glad to be here. Amen. Alive, live. Amen. And well, and in the studio this morning. Praise our God. I know you've probably been hearing some previous recording. Amen. But I'm here this morning, live in the studio. Praise our God. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another day, another time, another second, another hour, another minute that he allowed us to be here. Praise God. Listen, I want you to get ready. Get ready tonight, starting tonight. Oh, my God. It's going to be on a revival. Oh, yes, revival. Yes, we're located. Where it's going to be at? I'm so glad you're so excited. I'm so glad you're asking me where it's going to be at. Yes, revival is starting tonight at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. The Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Yes, tonight it is going to be starting tonight. You don't want to miss this week. You don't want to miss this week of this revival. You don't want to miss this week of refreshing. You don't want to miss this week of God doing exactly what he said he's going to do for you and bring you out, bring you across, bring you through, lift you up, save your soul. You don't want to miss this week. I'm telling you, it is going to be something this week at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple again. You don't want to miss the revival starting on tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing you come over, come cross, come through, come out, come on. Amen. Come out what you're in. Come over, get over what you're going through. Hallelujah. And watch God bring you again. He's that kind of God. He will do exactly what he say he's going to do. You just got to trust him and believe him. Praise our God. And walk through this with him. Hallelujah. Let him walk through it with you, because he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. Praise our God. We want you to come on out. We want to look and see you. Amen. Sometimes this week, tonight, we're going to look to see you. Amen. If we don't see you tonight, we're looking to see you the rest of the week. We're looking to see you there. Again, the revival starts at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. We are going to have a good time. Looking forward to seeing you. Listen, I want to encourage your hearts again this morning. Amen. Give a God bless you shout out to Auntie. God bless you all. Praise our God. God, amen, moved so profound yesterday in our service at our church. Amen. God used our first lady. Praise our God so on yesterday. Praise God. Hallelujah. God just began to speak to us through her. Amen. And we so grateful and we so excited what God did on gave unto us yesterday through our first lady, only lady, elect lady, Evangelist Bonita Watkins. Oh, you can go on and you can see how God moved. And we are so grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must stay the course. We must stay the course. We must not take down, amen, according to what we're going through and what it looks like. Praise our God. But we must stay focused. We must stay focused. Praise God. Because the enemy, what he want to do is he want to sift you. Like he told Peter, which is Simon, and we're going to talk about that. He wants to sift you, praise our God. He wants to sift your strength. He wants to sift your joy. He wants to sift everything that's not like God. He wants to sift everything out of you that God has given to you. So, but I want you to be of good courage and hold your head up high, because guess what? The battle that you're facing, the battle that you're in, guess what? It's not yours. It is the Lord's. Praise our God. And God will take care of you, and God will bring you out. God will heal you. Yes, he will. He will make a way out of no way. So all we got to do is hold fast. Hold fast to what God is saying and watch God. Believe God. Take him at his word. Praise our God. Good morning to all of you that's coming on by the way of Cypress audience. Praise God. God bless you. We thank God for you. Hold your head up high. Because guess what? Again, we're in a winning position. You're not in a losing position. We're in a winning position. You may say, Apostle, how in the world it looks like I'm winning and I'm going through this. But I come to tell you this morning, no matter what position, no matter how you're in the position, you win. You win. Why do you win? Because guess who? Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shabbat, hallelujah. He is with you. Praise our God. And then how you said, I win, Apostle. I'm trying to encourage you. I want you to lift your head up. How you say, I win? Because guess what? He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you in the time of trouble. So you win. So he said, I am a very present help in trouble. So you win. No matter what, no matter where you're in, you win. You win. Come on. You say, well, I'm in a financial crisis and things are looking real, you know, don't look good for my finances. Come on. You win. You know why you win? Because he own a cattle upon a thousand hills. Oh, my God. He own it. And if he owns that, guess what? And I'm joint hands with him and he's with me. Guess what? It makes me win. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. Come on. Hallelujah. Say, well, I'm not going through that kind of problem. I'm going through sickness. I'm going through sickness in my body. And it seems like every time I turn around, I'm getting a bad report. I'm getting a negative report. Isaiah says, whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. You win. We win. Guess what? Because by his stripes, we are healed. Come on. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was up on him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Guess what? We win. We win. Either way, we win. Either way, you win. Come on. Hallelujah. So you're not alone. You're not in nothing that you're going through and you feel like God cannot bring you out. You're in this. Guess what? You're in this. And guess what? You're not alone. You're in this. And guess what? You win in the situation that you're in. We're never defeated. You are never defeated when God is on your side. Now, if God ain't on your side, you don't know him. You're defeated. But you can come to know him in the pardon of your sins. Come on. You win. We win every time. Because why? His word towards us is his bond, and his bond towards us is his word. Come on here. Like I said, now, I want to encourage your hearts, because he said, Simon, Simon, Peter, I pray for you that your faith fail you not. That your faith fail you not. In the midst of what you're in the midst of what we're going through, we must hold fast to our faith. Hold fast to our faith. Hold fast to our confession of our faith, because the enemy is trying to make you doubt God in where you're in, what you're in. He's trying to make you look at the circumstances and the situation that you're facing to let try to prove that you're not going to come out. You're not a winner. You're not an overcomer. He's always, I'm not glorifying him. I'm just pointing out some opponents that the enemy, but that's not the main thing. The main thing you need to stay focused on is you win. You win. For the race is not given to the swift, neither the strong, but the one that does what? Endure and hold out to the end. The race, again, is not given to the swift. No matter how fast you run, no matter how fast you run, it's not given to you like that. It's given to you. Hold out. For the race is not given to the swift, neither the strong, no matter how strong you are. But if you can hold out to the end, guess what? You win. You win. Don't look at the circumstance. You said, you tell me don't look at the circumstance. Yes, you know why? Because when you're walking by faith, you don't look at what the object is up ahead of you. You see beyond that, the eyes of faith. Somebody said, well, you're just being foolish. No, we're not being foolish, because according to the word of God, he says in his word, the just shall live by faith. The just, who is the just? You and I. We shall live. We don't live by the circumstances and the situations that we're facing. We don't live by the principles of the law of the world. We don't live by that. We don't live in that law. We live in kingdom principles. Oh my goodness. We live in kingdom principles. We live in kingdom law. Because with the kingdom law, he says the just shall live by faith. Come on. We shall walk by faith and not by sight. This is kingdom principles that we're walking after. When you're walking after the kingdom principles, come on, when you're living after the kingdom principles, you have to be taken care of. Come on, according to the word of God. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaking, nor his seed begging bread. So we win. Come on. I wish I had somebody on this screen here to type in, I'm a winner. We win. You win. No matter what you're in, you win today. You have the victory today. Come on. According to the word of God. And this is the victory. Oh my God. This is the victory that we have in him. Even him that he overcometh the world. This is the victory you have today, because you win today. Hallelujah. You can hold your head up high no matter what the storm, no matter what the wind is blowing in your life. And if you're standing on the kingdom principles, you win today no matter what the enemy is saying. I'm telling you right now, glory to God. Hallelujah. He have given you the power. He has given you the authority of his word to walk, to come out. Come on. God bless you, Evangelist Mara. Oh, you're right. Come on here. You win. We win. We win today. No matter what it is. Come on. You win. No matter what it is. You know why? We win according to the word of God right here. Hallelujah. According to the word of God. It says right here, cast all your cares upon me. For what? Cast all your cares upon him. For he what? Careth for you. You win today. You're a winner. You're a winner. Come on. I am a winner. You are a winner. Come on. We have already overcome the circumstances, the situations that we're facing. We have already overcome. Listen, the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Come on. Hallelujah. Stay focused. Don't look so much at what you're going through. Don't look at that. You said, you're telling me don't look at it. I can't do nothing but look at it. Yes, through the eyes of God, through the eyes of faith, you win. You win today. You are a winner. Glory to God. You're never, in God, we are never defeated. We would never be defeated. We are champions through the word of God. Come on. If you read the word of God, apply the word of God, guess what? And do what the word of God says. You win. You are a champion. Glory to God. God bless your minister, Tim Denbaugh. Looking to see you. Come on tonight. Looking to see you this week. I'm telling you, God is able to do exceeding above all we think or ask. You might say, well, Apostle, you seem like you never have a downtime. Yes, there I have some time, but it's not down. I'm not out. Because guess what? I know that God says, come on, through his word, come on, that whatever I say, believe, I know that God said through his word that no weapon that formed against us shall prosper. Guess what? You win. Come on, Sister Nell. You win. Hallelujah. You win. Oh, come on, Sister Renee. You win. You win. You are winning. You are winning and you have won. There are some cases, some things that people say, I don't know if I'm coming out of this. Every trial that I've gone through, every situation that I was faced with, I know I came through with the victory. Because guess what? In the end, we win. You win today. You are a winner today. Hold your head up high. Hold your head up high. Come on here. And what makes me know that I'm a winner is because of what I believe in. What makes me know that I'm a winner? Because I know whose side I'm on. Hallelujah. So, and therefore, it makes me do this. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Come on, because we win. For he is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth forever. That's Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalms 106. That's why we give him praise, because we win. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth forever. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. His mercy endureth forever. No matter what we're faced with, no matter what you're in, guess what? I have to give him thanks. I have to give him praise. You have to give him thanks. You have to give him praise because you win. You're not going to be overtaken. Come on. It's not going to take you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on here. That's why we have to give him praise. Again, I want to read that again because it blessed my soul because we win. It said, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. You got to give thanks to him. Come on here. Hallelujah. For he is good. He is good. No matter what situation we in, he's still good. We win. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth forever. We are going through some situations, circumstances, unseen things that have happened to us. Come on, you can't help it. But guess what? God bring it all together and he brings you out. He makes you a winner. Hallelujah. I love him. I love him, Sister Nell, because what he does is he hold it. He hold it in the midst while we in there. He hold it together while we're going through. And he brings us through it. He brings us out. Hallelujah. With a clear hand. Hallelujah. With a strong hand. Praise our God. He brings you out today. All you got to do is what? Trust in him. Trust in him. And he will. Oh my God. He will never. He will let you fall. He will never forsake you. He's right there. Some people say, well, I'm alone. I'm by myself. You feel like that, but I stopped by to tell you, you're not by yourself. You're not alone today. You're not alone because he's with you. Who's with you? Jehovah Jireh. Who's with you? Jehovah Shabbat. Who's with you? The God. I am the God that healeth thee. He's with you. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Come on, because you're in. Don't. It doesn't matter what the enemy is trying to say. It doesn't matter what the enemy is trying to do. Come on, stay focused and stay watchful and stay prayerful. Come on here, stay word up because God is who he say he is. Hallelujah. Who is he? the Lord of Lords. Who is he? The King of Kings. Come on. I'm so glad you tuned into the radio station today. Praise our God, WWBC 1510. Hallelujah. On your AM dial. Come on. I want to encourage you today. Hold on. Hold on. Help is here. Hold on. Hallelujah. Don't give out. Don't give up. You're going to go through some. Let me tell you, we're going to go through some trials and we're going to go through some tribulations. We're going to go through some things that we cannot help. But guess what? We have help in it because we win. You win. Come on. I'm so glad you asked me. I'm so glad you said, Apostle, how could I win? I don't know anything about what you're saying. I'm going through all of this. I don't know. I want to invite you. I want to give you an opportunity. Hallelujah. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, according to the word of God, hallelujah, according to the word of God, he said, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's it. That's all you got to do. You don't have to write a letter. Come on here. You don't have to have no reference. Come on. Just believe and confess with your mouth. Hallelujah. That God has raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, you shall be saved. That's it. Guess what? If you do it that, and you said that with me, and you believe that in your heart, guess what? You're saved and you win. You are a winner now. Come on. What I like about it, and we know this, praise God. My time is getting close here. I'm so glad. What I like about it, a winner never quits. A winner never quits. No matter what obstacle, opponent that he's facing or she's facing, a runner, they never quit. They condition. We are conditioned for the job. You are conditioned for the test that you're in. You are conditioned. Why? Because the word of God has built you up. The word of God has gave you strength to come through. There's strategies in what you're in. If you only work the plan, but you win. You win today. Again, you win. Stay focused. Praise God. Praise our God. The Bible says that the weapon of our warfare, come on. You're going to be in a warfare. But guess what? They're mighty. They're mighty to the pulling down of the stronghold. You can pull it down. You win today. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Dr. Lord, God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise our God. We win. So you must know this without a shadow of a doubt. No matter what situation you're facing today, you win. Because who? He's on your side. God is on your side. And if God be for you, who could be against you? Come on, somebody. Somebody ought to be glad about that. If God be for you, who could be against you? Satan himself got to back up. You win today. You win. Hey, glory to God. You are a winner. Just hold your head up high. Walk in the word of God. Stay with God. God will stay with you. Stay with him. Trust him. Give it over to him. He can handle it. Come on. He can work it out. There he can work it out. It's already, we used to sing a song. It's, how we going to pay a light bill? How you going to, baby, need a new pair of shoes? And Jesus can work it out. That's it. Jesus can work it out. It's already worked out. You're trying to figure out. You're trying to wonder out. But God has already worked it out. You win today. You win. You have the victory. You have the victory. That's right. God bless you, Sister Brown. God bless you. You win. Hallelujah. You're an overcomer. You're a winner. I'm so glad today. And I pray that something has been said and something will be said before we go off that will pick you up, that will encourage your hearts. Come on. Because the battle that we're in, the battle that you're facing, you must know without a shadow of a doubt, you're not alone today. You're not alone. You're not defeated. Because if God is in you, guess what? You're not defeated. You're not defeated. I like what he says again, according to his word. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. I am with you. I'll be with you. So you're going to go through some stuff, but know this, he's with me. You're going to have some downtime, but guess what? You're not out. You're going through, but you're not out. In the end, you win. You win today. Hold your head up high. Be of good courage. I know some of you probably just dropping in, but guess what? I hate to tell you, my time is getting ready to close here. But catch me on Friday. Get an early start. 9:30. Catch me on Friday. You'll catch me again. What? Oh, I'm so glad you said. Well, how do I catch you? I just stumbled up on this. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Guess what? Pastor Paul will bring me right into your living room, your cars. I want you to be encouraged today. You win. 2 minutes left. You're a winner. You're a winner. You're not alone. In every situation, circumstances that you're facing right now, you're not alone. He's with you. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. See, he's right there with you. Hold your head up high. Be of good courage. Guess what? Because he is who he say he is. And guess what? My time is here that I have to leave you. Nah, I can't be there. I got to leave you. I got to come off the radio, come out your home, come out your cars, come off Facebook. But guess who? He'll never leave you, even after I'm gone. Until Friday, same station, same time. See you in the move of God.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Thank you.